dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And I started off yesterday by telling you that the Lord had said to me many years ago that my witness, he took me to Acts 26:16 and spoke to my heart, I have made you a minister and a witness of things which you have seen and of things which you shall see. He made me to know I would witness these things, of the things of the end of days, and would speak of them to his own. So this is a witness that I'm giving to you today. It is a witness that came to me, the particular one I'm giving to you, when I was 6 weeks in Israel this spring and summer. Didn't plan to be, but it turned out that in May we went for 3 weeks. In May we had some business to do concerning our Migdal Arbel Prayer and Study Center, and I just got, we met with lawyers over there, and I just got news today that the certification that we needed came through. So we're going to be going full speed ahead. And you can contact us about our tours, our seminar tours, which will now take on a real study in the area. And you can get college credit for it through Life Christian University. But back to the point that 6 weeks since May, I have been in Israel. Brenda and I were in Israel in May and June. And just before we left in June, Alon Sharon, an Israeli friend who lives in Minneapolis and also Israel, arranged for us to attend a concert in Gush Etzion. Gush, that word means kind of a consolidation. In some of the areas that are sparsely populated, the towns in the area make a kind of a, they call it a gush. They make an agreement. They go together and they operate a lot together. So the Gush Etzion is in Judea. It's in the Promised Land, just south of Jerusalem. And it's some of the land that they got back after the 1967 war. So the world does contest it, even though we're going to talk later on in the week why they should not. But we love the people of Gush Etzion, and we were invited to come there to this classical music. The school teachers of the area, school was out, you know, for the year, and the school teachers, the Jews, love classical music, especially the ones that came from Europe. So the school teachers of the towns around in the Gush, they put on a classical music concert, the teachers themselves. I'm telling you, they could be in symphony orchestras anywhere. Just brilliant, beautiful classical music. And we were sitting there and we were thinking, you know, this is a little surreal, sitting here on this contested land. And some people, you know, don't like to go down into that area. They're afraid to do so. But we weren't afraid, and we went there. And as we were leaving, the lady who drove us back to Jerusalem, and she had been the person who put on the concert. She puts on 6 a year for the people of the Gush Etzion. And she pointed out the high school. It's just across the road from the community center where we had the concert. And she said, oh, there's our high school, and there's where all the young people of the Gush come. Different communities. We used to have that. Can you believe this if you're in Tulsa? I grew up in Broken Arrow when it was 3,500 population. There was a wide spot in the road between Broken Arrow and Tulsa, and it was the Union Consolidated School. There was nothing about it big, except it was a tall brick building, and the country kids from around about who went to the 8th grade someplace else, they would come to high school at the Union School. Well, now, you might be listening to this from anywhere in the world, and you wouldn't know what Union is, but Union is huge today. It's grown right into Tulsa. So, but this, a Gush, back to the Gush School, that's how it worked. They came from the small communities and went to the high school, and she pointed out to us, little did we know, that just 2 weeks later, on June 12th, three young students from that very high school would be kidnapped and murdered, three young men. They had stayed late to study for finals. They called to tell their parents they were on their way home. And, of course, the parents knew they were going to hitchhike their way home. Hitchhiking is a common practice in that area due to sparse public transportation and the high cost of cars and fuel. If you buy a car, they don't have any car companies that manufacture cars in Israel, so you're going to have an import. And let's say your car costs $50,000 in the United States. Then you are going to have to pay at least $50,000 more in taxes. Just think, this little country has been through a 28-day war this summer. Every Iron Dome rocket they shot up to take down a missile that was fired at them costs $100,000. So they've got to support, this little country has got to support a huge army. Taxes are very high there. So the kids there don't have cars like they do here. Even their parents don't have cars like they do here. Maybe the father and the family does have a car, but it'll just be one, and he has to drive it to work and then drive it back. So the kids don't have cars. And they were hitchhiking home. They called their parents to say they were on their way. But a car pulled over, and it's a common practice. It's done there all the time. Car pulled over, had Israeli plates, and it had it looked like religious Jews, wearing religious clothes of the religious Jews, probably have the curls down the side. And they got into the car. You know by now, they were murdered. One of the kids, in fact, the man, the one I'm going to talk about, he grabbed his cell phone and he said, "I'm being kidnapped." And then it went dead. They heard a shot, and then it went dead. They shot them. They didn't know they were shot. They didn't know they were dead. The parents didn't know for 18 days. This kidnapped murder actually precipitated the ensuing war with Hamas in Gaza. Israeli intelligence discovered right away that it was a Hamas plot hatched in Gaza and carried out by Hamas operatives from Hebron. Israel went after the planners. Hamas increased the rockets and missiles fired from Gaza. On July 1st, Israel launched airstrikes, and the war was on. Now that's July 1st. I belong to Christians United for Israel. We take an annual summit meeting in Washington, D.C. from July 21st to 24th was our annual meeting this year. You can imagine the timely importance it took on when Israel's in the midst of a war. We have 5,000. We are now, Christians United for Israel has 1.8 million people have joined it since in 9 years. We are now the largest lobby group, pro-Israel lobby group in America, and we lobby. We go up to see every senator and every representative inside their offices, and we ask them to do what we know is good for us to do, because it says in Genesis 12 that God said to Abraham that he was going to raise a nation out of him. And he said, "I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those who curse you." So it's good for the United States of America to be blessed. And we went into each senator and each representative's office, and to tell you the truth, the support for Israel in our on our Senate and congressional level, the Senate and the representatives, it's heavily pro-Israel, and we're thankful for that. Some of the decisions that have been made not pro-Israel were not made with congressional approval. So CUFI, we had our meeting in July 21st through 24th, and then we came home from that meeting. The war's going on, and CUFI decides to put boots on the ground. I got a telephone call and was told that they were getting up a solidarity tour to Israel. One person from each state and from the District of Columbia, they were asking to go, so that we could demonstrate our stand with Israel, especially in this war, with a representation from every state in the union that we stand with Israel. I went from Missouri, and my daughter Shelley, we just knew from the Lord that she was to accompany me, and she did. What a blessing she turned out to be. You can go on our webpage, billybram.org, And there you can click right on a radio interview of Rabbi Mottlewolf, and you can see Shelley and I in the interview. It will bless you to see how God used her to sing all over that country, dig another well, which is what the Jews have had to do for years and years and years. So on our CUFI Solidarity School tour, we went to Sderot. You can see pictures that we took. You can go to my webpage, billybrim.org, and you can see the blogs and what was happening in the pictures while we were there. We went to Sderot, a town long targeted by missiles. We looked into Gaza from a hill. We visited an Iron Dome deployment center site. We stood at the graves of the newest fallen soldiers. We heard government officials, military people, and others. And you can see pictures from all of that on our webpage. One of the men we met and who talked to us was Ofer Sha'er, father of Gilad Sha'er, one of the three murdered teens. He asked us to arrange our chairs in a circle so he could share with us rather than to address us from the podium. He shared enlarged photographs of his only son Gilad and Gilad's four sisters in settings that spoke of a loving, happy family. The picture showed them swimming, hiking, lots of fun things. And you could see that this brother loved his sisters and he was loved by them. The father, Ofer Sha'er, shared intimate experiences from the first horrible moment they realized Gilad had been kidnapped until 18 days later when they found out he'd been murdered. His voice broke as he honored his wife, Bat Galim. He told how just after they learned of the murder, he and his wife went apart into their bedroom. There she spoke of a decision they must make to think and speak positively. They did it for others. They had to do it for others, and they had to do it for their nation. The parents decided. Remember, the nation's in war when they find this out. Later, we went to one of our favorite places to go, the Shoreshim bookstore. We have two dear friends there, Moshe and Dov Kempinski. And we shared with Dov about what Mr. Ofer Sha'er had shared with us, that their decision to think and speak positively. Dov said that the strength the parents demonstrated permeated Israel to such a degree that it resulted in a unity in the land in the midst of that war that he had not seen in 30 years. I'd like to remind you today, I have just a short time here, that we have Third Sunday coming up. Every third Sunday at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, we have a prayer and healing service. So at 3 o'clock Sunday, this coming Sunday, September 21st, you can go online to billybrim.org at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Central Time, and Reverend Josh Radford, a fired up, turned on evangelist from England, really, is going to be preaching, and we're going to have signs and wonders and miracles. If you need a healing, we invite you to come. That's billybrim.org, BILLYEBRIM.ORG. And this is Billy Brim saying, come back tomorrow. You've got important things to share.